the agora, the marketplace, without drawing attention to myself, a privacy I much enjoy. If commoners know a princess walks among them, they will either smother her with affection or bother her about problems that belong to the king. One of my favorite guards, Puzo, followed at a discreet distance. He is from the island of Sicily, but as a youth he was enslaved by the Romans and trained as a gladiator. He was fierce and proud, often compared to the famous Spartacus. When he was sent to Alexandria for the amusement of my father, I bought his freedom before he was forced to fight. Ever since, Puzo has kept me safe. When we are in public together, if I wish not to be noticed, he disguises himself, often as an Arab in a dishdasha, a flowing white robe. Near the water's edge, Neva and I met a Hebrew man selling figs and barley loaves from his cart. We purchased enough for our midday meal, then walked out to Pharos Island on the Heptastadion. This is the stone bridge that is high enough for boats to sail under from our east harbor to the west. It is 1 mile long. Out here we can speak privately. Small tide pools among the rocks draw flocks of seagulls that shriek and cry with the noise loud enough to keep anyone nearby from hearing our conversation.